south field or the field next to the pond, a little pond out there, you know.
Full of fish?
Oh, there has been fish. It went dry and they all died out here three or four years ago.
What kind of fence did you have in the early days?
Rail fence.
And what did you get after that?
We got what they call, finally come along, you know, finally got what they call hogwash.
What's that? Oh,
that's what feels out here now. To make rails and fence, I remember my dad and us boys made rails and fence 10 acres, and that'd be an 8 or 10 rail fence, and sometimes we'd make a fence we'd call a stake and rider.
Oh, and that was
And then lay another one across that made it high so all these old roguish cows couldn't jump in. Yes, sir. And that was the only way we had our hogs was outside, our cows was outside. We didn't, if they had any hog wire then, I don't remember it. Even if they did have, we couldn't have bought it.
Mm-hmm. And the rail fence, that was rail?
That's right.
This way and the rail
that's
way.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And just sort of zigzag?
Yeah.
Did you use any nails or wire on that? Or
not a speck of nail or a speck of wire on those fences like that. Not a bit.
Notice on this fence over here, is that hog wire up on top?
That's the hog wire at the bottom. You can see out there, you can see the mash shanner.
Uh-huh.
6-inch mash, or a hog gain, or pig gain even hard to get through that, you know. That fence has been, you can see it here, that fence has been there a long time. The hog wire is at the bottom, and the barbed wire is at the top. Cool. I can recall back when the first barbed wire I ever seen. And I remembered my father saying, that won't do, the stock will just cut the tails all the pieces on. We didn't even have a piece of barbed wire on our place, not even a piece. Yes, sir, I can remember that as well as can be.
What do you call those things that you have the wire attached to?
Fence post?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Those are awful close together, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, well, that makes a better fence.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what we call fence post.
Talked to a fellow out in the panhandle, he said they used bodark posts out there.
Well, a bodark post is probably the best post that you can get in the way of lasting, last longer. Now then, it's got so now the majority of the people, see that string of posts going east there?
Uh-huh.
Those are just pine crystal. They claim they'll last 40 years.
Boy.
They cost you pretty heavy. We got that boy's put that in brand new, and the one on the other side's put his in brand new.
Uh-huh.
That is those posts. This year is just a common post oak or white oak post here.
Uh-huh. How do you put those in the ground?
Well, they sharpen them and then drive them.
What are you driving with?
Drive them with a post mall. We got a regular hammer.
Uh-huh.
You can drive them with.
And what do you use to attach them to the post? To the post?
The steeples. Yeah, we got some regular fence steeples, you know, that drive in there and hold them up there to the post. Now, if those other posts last like they claim they will, why, they'll not be, for instance, a man your age could have taken those and he wanted to build a fence like that, that's the last time he'll ever have to build it.
Yeah.
Because they won't rot out. These you're here just last about, well, they'll last from 4 to 10 years, that's all.
Then you gotta redo it. Wow.
That's right.
Yeah, it's sure worthwhile to spend the extra money.
We didn't know anything about this creosote post the last 3 or 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Well, the work it would save. You suppose you've driven many staples in your life?
Oh, man, yes. Many a one. Many a post, too, like that. Yes, sir.
Is that a lot
of
work?
I have a big, heavy post maul in there that weighs 19 pounds. I would show it to you, but my boy got it the other day.
Is that
my father-in-law gave me 50 years ago.
Huh, is that wood or
no, just a
iron.
Just a cast iron hammer.
Uh-huh.
Weighs 19 pounds.